Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar, and this is Scott Minton, and we are we're drinking some whiskey.
Why are we drinking whiskey?
I don't know.
What's this podcast again?
Your mom.
Whiskey yes. Barrel Talk?
Yeah, but Whiskey Barrel podcast. Talk. Yeah,
so welcome back to Whiskey Barrel Talk. My name's Scott Minton.
Yeah, for real. No doubt.
And today
your mom's traveling.
Anyways. We are traveling.
yes, we are.
With the Traveler.
Yes.
So this is a recent release from Sazerac, the Traveler. I think this was the Chris Stapleton whiskey.
Wait, if it's Chris Stapleton, why isn't it Tennessee whiskey?
You know, I thought the same thing.
They couldn't afford the rights to this song.
They probably could. I know. It's his bourbon. Right?
Is it bourbon?
No, it's not.
It's a whiskey.
So it basically says, good whiskey is like a good song. It requires no explanation. One taste should tell everything you need to know. So anyway, it basically just says that Harlan and Chris Stapleton put this together as a collaboration, and it is a blend of different Buffalo Trace distillery products to make a whiskey. So I'm assuming that it's probably one of their maybe bourbon mash bills mixed with one of their rye mash bills.
Yeah.
And it has more rye technically than it does bourbon. Just make an assumption.
Yeah.
Okay. They haven't told us anything.
Interesting.
They are probably the least transparent distillery out there as far as what their mash bill was or any of their little secret mission-y shit. So
basically, if you ever what am I trying to say?
If you ever want to know?
If you ever wanted to know what, like, mash bill one or mash bill two mixed with their rye, this is kind of...
It could be, right.
Similar.
We have no idea.
We have no idea. But
give you an inclination.
We can only speculate.
Yeah.
I mean, it could really be like 80% of one of their rye whiskeys and like 20% of one of their bourbon mash bills.
Or
we never
know.
Or
it could be 49%.
But
George
it is for
T.
sure
Stagg.
A high rye whiskey.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. There's more. Nice. I'm assuming there's more rye in this than anything else. So that being said, we're going to dive in. Tell us what you think. Get a good nose in there. Dip it in.
How long?
Get you a little sniffy sniff.
How long have you all had this open? It seems like you've had a bit of it.
Not an idea. Not
no
a clue.
Idea.
Nope.
Okay. I was just curious. Didn't
nope.
know how long it had
nope.
been.
Nope.
Air raid.
I know never whatnot. Know how long things are open. I'll admit, other people usually pour my drinks for me.
Oh, that's fine. Hey, nothing wrong. Well, nothing wrong with that, though.
I mean, what?
Unless you want to get really fucked
up. I need Barbara's life, man, right? You know, somebody just brings me whiskey and lets me drink it.
Yep.
Chop, chop, Jeeves.
Drink, please.
That's exactly what I do. I text. I'm like, I need a refill, please.
Has a little door ringer.
Ding.
I think I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna text Nick anytime I want a bourbon and see if he'll bring it to me in Clarksville.
There you go.
That
if
one
he
might
just
be
showed
a
up
far.
At your house with a little tray.
Oh, dude, that would be the best thing ever. If somebody ever showed up to my house with a glass little tray full of whiskey, I'd be like, I love you.
It is very light on the nose.
It is very light. It is definitely
floral.
A little floral. Yeah,
yeah okay. I definitely get it's like a sweet floral too.
Yeah, kind of like. Not like honey, but...
It's not even honeysuckle. It's not that sweet.
You don't think it's that sweet?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't.
Maybe it's the field grainy kind of thing I'm getting.
It's a little corn forward, too. Like some of that like sweeter like notes that corn give off. But it's definitely floral. I would say it's probably closer to the honeysuckle side, honestly.
Okay.
It is very
or
light.
Like, it could even be maybe a...
she got some decent legs.
Yeah, like, she does.
Thanks, man. I've been working out.
You're welcome.
like maybe like a tree floral type thing. Like when you look at like blossoms off of like an apple tree or a mulberry tree or
maybe
a cherry tree.
Would.
Yeah, something like that. You know, yeah, just a florally blossom. Yeah. Just kind of that kind of scent. Sweet.
Yeah. John, you've had a sip. What are you thinking?
It's good. I do like how the sweetness sticks with you on the whole palate. And I was surprised by the finish. It actually has a nice little hug.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a lot of flavor. I'm just getting kind of a sweet almost kind of like the, I'm trying to remember, mellow corn, if it's got kind of a similar about that.
No, it's, I mean, like, mellow corn is definitely sweet, but this is more of a florally,
grainy,
yeah, like sweetness, yeah.
Okay.
It's like almost like, I don't want to say like a bag of rice or something like that, but it's just grainy.
So the initial flavor, though, is like, it's actually pretty good. It's,
yeah.
The problem is that when you take a sip and then it sits in your mouth and like there's nothing in there, then it gets like this really weird aftertaste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That whole finished aftertaste is, I don't care for.
Yeah.
It's just like tingling odd. My mouth.
It's not as much even a tingle to me as it's like you've been chewing on something in a field, and I don't know. It's just weird. I'm going to go for pull number two. I don't want to overestimate, but
it's kind of strong. Like when you take that sip, it is like Pop Rocks almost in your mouth a bit. Like it's warm, and it's kind of like, I don't know if that's the rye spice or whatnot.
Probably.
The mouthfeel isn't bad, but it is very warm. But there's no hug whatsoever.
Yeah.
He was getting a hug.
I don't get a hug at all either.
Just like I've also had acid reflux today, though, so that might be it, too.
That's probably it, for sure.
Yeah, that's probably
it. That's the worst.
Uh-huh.
It's just floral.
It kind of just disappears.
Yeah. Mild. I don't know. Not a fan.
I get a little bit of like that honeysuckle moan. Maybe I'm just thinking about it, and then I kind of just got it on like very tip of my tongue.
Like I said, I don't disagree with you. I was just trying to get in Barbara's head, which sometimes is dangerous, but I was trying to get in there where she was thinking. I do get a little bit of that honeysuckle-y type thing, but it also tastes somewhat adjacent. Especially on the taste side versus what it smells like, it's even more florally than what honeysuckle would be. So
it's more of the, like you're saying, the flowering
trees. Or bushes or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with him. Yeah. I feel like we're all in agreement, which could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Hmm.
It's not bad.
Considering it's this particular crew.
True. We're all pretty wild people.
I wonder how it would stand up as a mixer. I think it might be better.
You would get that bit of that, a little bit of that rye to cut through. Mm. I just feel like it's real grainy and would be kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I said I wasn't going to ask water. I was not going to add water because it was so low proof, but now I'm going to.
Okay.
Because I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah. Ooh, be careful there.
What do you mean,
be careful? Empty the bottle.
I'm straight up a professional. Well,
the problem is you're over top of the recording equipment.
Oh, I'm like I said, I'm a trained professional, sir.
He's a professional drinker, everybody. Back the fuck up.
Absolutely, one hundy. I'm actually hoping that the water might actually help some of the rye come out.
Help bring the rye forward.
What was that look on your face? I'll just get from the droppers. Okay. No, not that I don't want to drink after you, but...
So the nose definitely changed for sure. It's definitely got more rye spice to the nose.
Yeah.
Barbara, what were you getting? Like, you just waiting? Okay, you're good. Barbara's face was like, whoa, what in the hell did I just smell?
It actually wasn't smell, it was taste.
Oh, taste.
You're right, Scott, the rye does pop a bit more on the nose.
So that's actually a much better pour with a little bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
What proof is this, 90?
90.
Okay.
Which is impressive.
So... Yeah, that's just weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the rye at least comes out enough to where you feel like you're having bourbon or rye whiskey. Like before, it just tasted whiskey-esque.
It's still got that kind of weird aftertaste.
It does.
Though. Like
it
on
does.
The back of my teeth after it sits there for a minute.
Yeah,
I don't think it's as strong.
Are you used to getting stuff on the back of your teeth?
Candy? That's what I get on the back of my teeth.
Sure.
Oh, no.
He's a little slow.
Yeah, I'm really struggling with this one.
I had a really, really, I mean, like pop, throw a rock in my face, very, very sweet on that very first little swig, and then that rye popped, but it was just super, super sweet.
It is sweet. It's super, super sweet.
But it was even more sweet after I added the water.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Kix cereal a little bit. Like the regular Kix cereal.
I have to be honest with you. I don't really remember what Kix cereal tastes
like. It tastes kind of just like a generic, sweetly flavored grain. That's what I'm getting. Like
Johnny, like and then add just a little bit. Add a little bit of sugar in there, and then you've got this.
Yeah.
Wham bam.
There you go.
Interesting.
But
that's what I can equate it to.
I'm not going to argue this because I literally do not have any recollection or memory of Kix cereal.
I grew up on Kix. I grew up on it.
We were Sugar Crisp people, or Captain Crunch, or
we didn't have the privilege of sweetened cereals like that.
No,
Kicks
not
cereal
at all.
Was as sweet as it was.
Yeah,
or Honey Smacks.
I mean, we had Corn Flakes. Yeah. Like that was a staple in the house. That and Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran was ours, but
we did have the luxury of every now and then having like a really really sweet cereal, mm-hmm. and it was usually a either Sugar Crisp or Trix or Captain Crunch. Or Fruity Pebbles. It was like a rotating, like whatever was the cheapest at that time when my mom and dad went to the grocery store. Mm. Like we always had the staples, right? Mm. Raisin Bran, Corn Flakes.
Ooh, Raisin Bran.
I love Raisin Bran.
I got Kicks, I was excited because mostly it was grape nuts and shredded wheat.
Yep. And then, like I said, we would always have one sugary cereal box, and like it would literally get mashed on Saturday morning. Like my mom and dad would get groceries on Friday night,
and the box
and then
would
Saturday
be just
morning
obliterated.
Would be obliterated Saturday morning. Oh, like wow. Saturday morning cartoons and wrestling, it would be like,
oh, dude, like it took attitude era.
My ears, yeah, man, dude.
What was that noise? My ears.
We would just straight crush it. Anyway. Yeah,
whatever.
All right. So we're not comparing this against anything. We just wanted to try this by itself. So this is a really quick hitter. Scale to 1 to 5, I would give it probably about a 3.2.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say probably like 3. So
okay.
I'd say 3.5 with water.
Gotcha.
I do like it more with water.
Mm-hmm.
I will agree with that.
I do like it more with water.
2.9.
2.9. Okay. All right. So we're all right in the same ballpark there. Yeah. It's a 50% mid-level.
I don't hate it. Product. I don't love it.
Yeah.
Would I buy a bottle myself? Probably not.
Yeah.
What is the MSRP on these things? Like $30?
$80,000.
Shut up.
It's probably like $35.
I think it's $35.
$39.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying that for $39.
$40?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't know about
People
that.
People really like Chris Stapleton, evidently.
It's been $29 on it, maybe.
I will say the bottle's got a cool little map of some sort on there.
Yeah, so. It does.
Is that what that
something.
Is? Like the label
There's
on
something
on the
on
label
interior
on the
side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The general bottle design in general is nice.
Yeah. It's a Tennessee Echo bottle. Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing. It's Good Times put a ton of their stuff in this early on. So
does it mean anything when it says blend in 40? What does that mean? Anything?
40 North. I assume it's probably like the degrees or whatever. Who knows? I'd be honest with you. I really
blend
think
number 40.
Is that what it says?
N-O. It's N-O.
It's number.
Oh, number.
That's what
okay.
I said. N-O.
You said blend in. I thought you said blend in.
Where's
40.
The O?
It's very tiny.
It's really, really small.
Oh, they did that trickery.
Blend number 40.
Oh, okay, I see.
So I was going to say, it would not surprise me if this was a lot of their Bowman product.
Okay.
Mixed with their
Peanut
batch
Gallery
two.
Loves it.
Yeah. Yeah, so by the flavor profile, it kind of reminds me of that rye blend that the Bowman stuff comes from. So anyway,
but if you're looking for something that's just kind of sweet and not off-putting, I mean, it could do the job.
It's a gateway drug probably for some women.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That you wanted to get them into bourbon, let them try it.
Absolutely.
It could be a gateway drug for some people that don't really care for ryes almost too, a little bit.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
I mean, it gives you a lot more of that raw kind of hayfieldy kind of.
Yep. There's also some malt in there. I mean, it's a blend of this, a blend of that.
So. You know? That's fucking, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's a lot of malt.
So it's some maltiness to it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our review of The Traveler on Bourbon Barrel Talk. You can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X.
Spacebook.
Spacebook. That's right. Yeah.
That's a new one. Bring it on.
Spacebook.
Spacebook or space like, fuck?
I said fuck, but.
Anyway, that's our episode. You can find us on those three social mediums. You can also hit the subscribe button, get us on Spotify, Apple iTunes, whatever you prefer as your medium. Email us any questions at bourbonbarreltalk@gmail.com. This is Scott, Barbara, Johnny Tsunami, and Jared signing off. Peace.
Peace out.
Carry on my wayward son.